She just goes a little mad sometimes.
I hope that I'm gonna purposely edit that in just to have that there. Okay. What's up, guys? It's Katie Hettenbach, and this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what? Scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, haha, goofy time. We shoot the shit, we spoil, we get off topic. But either way, shit's about to get spooky.
See? She meant it. Oh, that is real. Okay, I thought that was like a refrigerator or something going off. No. Hell yeah. The smell of fog juice, man. They say scent is tied the most to memory.
Yeah.
Right? And every time, because I worked in haunted mazes when I was a teenager, so it always brings me back to that time.
Like, it's good. I'm like,
yes. Yeah,
the drama.
The warehouse.
Yeah.
Getting paid under the table. The creepy shit that went on.
Yeah, it's love. I work at a haunted house.
Yeah, right did now. You? Which one?
The 17th door.
Oh, where's that at?
It's in Boyna Park.
Oh, okay. Is it pretty, like, high quality or high production value?
It feels like a theater. You know when you were in high school theater?
Yeah.
And you would, they would use like the door that would have like a bunch of paint on it from like the past shows, but then they also would use it as the floor.
Yes.
But then in another production, it would be a door again, but then it might be a wall.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, so that's kind of the vibe of it. But it's also like you have to sign like a 3 to 5 page waiver to get in. So, anyways, before we get too into that though, you're probably like, who the heck is this? Who the heck? Well, first of all, we've been friends for how long now? So long. God, long time.
The years go by so quickly.
The years go by.
I was looking at something. I think I won something off
of
one of your shows, and I think that was like 2022 or 2023.
Oh my
or
God,
something.
You did win something like from the Katie or the horror at the store.
Yeah, it was a signed script page of Jamie Kennedy, like from Scream.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you did win that. Fuck yeah.
So it's been a while.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, can I be? Because I think I saw something because I won that. And I was like, man, was that 2023, 2022?
It feels like
it was 2022. And what year is it? 2026?
Holy shit. It's only 4 years ago, but it also feels like 1,000 years ago. But she's a hilarious comedian, an awesome human, and a huge horror fan. It's Kayla Hardy. Kayla Hardy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Dude.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you too, kid.
What's your shirt? Oh, The Mummy?
The Mummy.
Wait, Lee Cronin's? Is that the one with Tom Cruise? Or
no, it's the one that just came out.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a new Mummy, man.
It's not the same.
I'm so bad.
It's okay.
With the movies these days.
These days.
I don't even know what's out in theaters anymore because I don't have to watch commercials anymore, right? Like, it just, I kind of gave up. But is it good?
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. A lot of people are shitting on it. I'm like, it is very Evil Dead.
Okay.
It's campy.
I gotta give
it's
a
fun.
Chance.
It's fun. It's fun. So I take it you're a little bit of a horror fan.
I feel bad. I don't like saying it because I feel like I don't know enough. You know, like, I don't want to be put, like, I like movies in general.
Yeah.
And horror was one of the genres I kind of saw the least of. Because growing up, I wasn't allowed to watch, like, rated R movies. So I missed out on a lot of years of watching horror movies. And then when I started to study film more, I was like, okay, I want to get into the classics. And I try to film myself, you know, catch up on things. But there's still so many things I have to see. And sadly, I am squeamish. I will say that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I fainted at Saw.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, at the theater.
I guess, yeah.
The first one. I know, right?
That one's not even that bad.
Really? Compared to the other one?
Don't see the other ones.
We're talking first 20 minutes, even.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah.
It
so
was
you
the
should...
key thing, the head trap thing.
Got it. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So you should not see any
of those. Movies. I can't do those torture ones. I can't do it.
Wow. Okay. So
that does hold me back.
What is your?
I've gotten better though.
Like your subgenre of horror. Obviously, it's not gore. So, like, which one do you grab? Like paranormal. Like, what's like your? Because everything I'm trying to think about what doesn't have blood.
I like psychological stuff. I can't say I've put into one. I'm very big on narrative.
Yeah.
Right? Like, campy movies are fun, but it's like if I'm really going to sit and enjoy something, I really want to care about the characters and the storyline. I'm trying to think. I was trying, looking back at some of, it just so happened a lot of my favorite horror movies coincidentally take place in, like, wintertime or ice stuff. Like, The Thing is one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
So it's like they're in the snow. Black Christmas really impressed me.
But not the remake.
I didn't watch it yet.
Don't
watch it. It's bad.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Do they still have like a drunk old lady that watches the sorority house? Because she's like the best character. Do you remember her?
I'm trying to remember if it's in it. I think so. It was just so bad.
Yeah.
It really tries to be like, to, like, say something.
Okay.
And it just doesn't do it well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get it. Yes. Like,
trying to be a little preachy or something, maybe?
Yeah. And it, but
not executing it right.
Yeah. It's just, I think it could have, like, hit a little harder. But, you know, that's part of the fun of a horror movie, right?
Yeah.
Just completely missing the bar.
Gallant effort.
Yeah, and it's a good old college try. College try, right? And that's what they do.
Yeah.
What was the first movie, horror or not, to scare you?
Well, I watched a lot of cartoons.
Okay.
So I remember very much loving and being afraid of the Headless Horseman.
Okay.
In the Disney Sleepy Hollow.
Ooh.
Like, I love it, but I mean, he scared me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then
because you couldn't tell where he was.
Yeah, exactly.
Directing his voice.
Go
away. And you're like, which one? Point.
It's his whole give me head thing.
Yeah.
I knew early on that was a toxic man. You know, I don't want to. And then the other guy, even Ichabod, like now I'm more scared of him because he's like such an incel gold digger.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the cartoon?
No.
Oh, okay. It's actually pretty close to the short story.
Okay.
Eventually I read it later on and they have like direct quotes, like the narrator for it. So the Headless Horseman scared me a lot because they really amped him up. Chernabog from Fantasia.
Okay, yeah.
You know, the big demon guy, that scared me. And he's like parading over like hell and stuff, like people suffering. I'd say, or it movie probably not a lot of people have seen. It's called Little Nemo. Yes. So it was an 80s movie. I think it might have been a comic strip.
Okay.
Or a comic book.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
And it's pretty old. And I think it started in Japan.
Okay.
Possibly. Or there were definitely Japanese animators involved in this. And so a little boy goes to a place called Slumberland.
Okay.
And there is a king of Nightmare Land. And he, like, that area is just as, lives up to its name, Nightmare Land. So the Nightmare King is scary as hell.
Okay.
And that scared me a lot too. So those were my big ones, I think, as a kid.
That's
because I wasn't watching, I was watching cartoons. Yeah.
No, yeah.
I recommend watching Little Nemo.
Little Nemo?
One.
Well, because you want us to be traumatized too?
I do. I want you to understand there are some weird things about
it. No, yeah. I mean, I keep thinking about, because I always give like the same answer.
Okay.
I try to think about other things that traumatized me as a kid. And it's like, I don't remember what actually scared me because I don't think I watched a lot of like there are certain things in like Scooby-Doo, like the original cartoon that kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, the 70s one. Like,
but even like...
yeah, there was some scary things in that.
Toy Story, like the creatures under Sid's bed.
Right.
Those toys freaked me out, especially the baby doll. Maybe it's just because it's dolls. And there's something about the dolls that freaked me out.
I get that. I didn't watch Chucky for the longest. I saw that within the past 5 years.
Wow.
For the first time.
He's small. You could just kick him.
No, now I regret waiting so long.
Yeah.
He's fucking hilarious.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Like, he does not scare me at all. He's just so cool and funny. The terrible things he says, it's like but as a kid, same thing. I was like, toys, that's so invasive. To me, like, that's so, like, betrayal when toys are evil. Because there was a movie, I think, in the 90s called The Dolls, and all my friends would talk about it, like a horror movie.
No.
And I would just see the cover at, like, the rental store, and it would creep me out every time.
Ooh.
And then I grew up watching The Twilight Zone, and there's one about a doll that's evil. I don't know if you've seen that one.
I think I have.
Yeah. She, like... even tries to kill the dad or so, like, she lays herself. Sorry, I'm spoiling the video. You should have watched Twilight Zone by now.
It's been out for a hot second.
I just remember, it's like you never see her moving, but you hear her talk.
Ooh.
Like, it's a voice box recording, and she's like, I don't like you. And and she's nice to the kid, but she doesn't like the dad or something. So she leaves herself on the stairs.
And he trips over?
So he can trip on her. And that creeped me out as a kid, too.
There was an R.L. Stine, The Haunting Hour, which was his show after the other, you know, the OG Goosebumps. Why did I say it like that? Because I'm trying not to stutter. Goosebumps book. Or Goosebumps show.
Yeah, Goosebumps,
But it was like R.L. Stine's The Haunting Hour. It was more of like a teenage version versus like the kid version, I feel like.
That sounds cool.
There was... one with a doll, and this girl, it looked exactly like the main girl, and then they switch places, so the doll is now in the girl, and the girl is in the doll.
Oh, all right.
And the mom literally puts the doll in the trash, and the only reason she knows it's the daughter is because the doll has the birthmark, and now the daughter doesn't have the birthmark.
Oh, okay.
And that's, like, the only reason. But, like, the trash truck is coming, and you're just like, you're going to throw your daughter away, and she's going to turn her back. Oh, my God.
Yes, I had a similar experience with my mother. No.
Putting me
trying to throw me in the trash.
You're like, Mom, I'm still, you're, no, you're shush.
No.
We're playing hide and seek. Shush.
You're a doll.
You're a doll.
Well, they transferred the birthmark. That's clever.
Yeah, I was like, good for
that. That does sound scary.
It was spooky.
So the doll was bad, I'm assuming. Or she just wanted to know what it was like to be a human, or...
I don't remember.
They didn't explain. Oh, okay.
They didn't explain. It's on Tubi, but only in Spanish, and I was like...
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, that's worth it.
I understand that... a lot of people don't speak English, and that's awesome. But can we also put it in English?
Yeah, I have noticed that some of the things on Tubi, like, it'll even say it's in English, and then I'll play it, and it's in another language.
And I'm like, which is fine. Yeah. Awesome. Great. I don't mind subtitles, but I'm like...
but then they don't have the subtitles. Yeah.
And you're just like, okay, well...
well, I guess I won't be catching that episode on Tubi, but I'll find...
It exists. It exists somewhere. Just like we exist here right now. I gave you a list.
Yes.
Of a bunch of movies. You gave me a handful. And I was like, ooh, we should do this movie because I don't get people who want to do like the classics. Everyone wants to do the new stuff.
They sure do. That's
and
what I'm here
you're
for.
You're wearing the shirt. Psycho.
That's right.
We're doing Psycho.
I got my Hello Kitty version of Psycho. I can't believe they made this. But I'm for it. You know? I love how they put Hello Kitty in this murderous situation. And then who's in it? It's just the little penguin guy that's all...
that's funny.
In the window, Bads Maru. They just gave him a bad rap like that. I had to buy it. I got it at Universal Studios.
That's amazing. Psychotic of them, but also good for them.
It is psychotic. It is. Like, but she's so cute.
She is cute.
Screaming in the shower.
She's like, oh.
I know.
She doesn't have a mouth, so how does she can't make sounds?
I know. How can we tell the terror? It's the eyes. It's the eyes. That's what show emotion.
That's what.
Yeah. You don't need to hear the scream.
Yes, you could tell in her eyes that she is not happy. She's scared.
Right. Yeah.
She's very scared.
And if Bats from Rue's in the corner, you know it's bad.
It's because
you know,
he's normally not in the corner. So if you had to explain this movie... to someone who has never seen it, which if you haven't seen this movie,
please watch.
Are you even existing? How would you explain this movie to somebody?
I'd be like, well, you want to see the origin story of why we started making serial killers look hot in movies? This is it. I forgot to look that up. Like, is this the first one? You know, first of all, do you think Anthony Perkins is attractive?
I did, yeah.
Because I do. Yeah. I had a big thing for him because of this movie. So I'm just like, it's this person's fault. Because the real ones usually aren't.
No. He's just tall and awkward.
Yeah.
And he's kind of goofy. And you're just like, hold me.
Yeah. So, it's like, stay away from people with mother issues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or who love their mom too much.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That are too close. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's okay with being in a codependent relationship with your mom.
Anyone who does taxidermy.
Anyone who does taxidermy. Even back then, even in 1960, it was a red flag.
Yeah.
Taxidermy, I think. Like, that's why you got so many close-ups. That's what I'd say, you know, the first movie I think people are seeing.
Yeah.
Murder, like, kind of acted out, like, simulated.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah. And it's also, like, no, I've seen the shower scene.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember when I first saw it. Like, it was like, I just have always known about it.
Yeah, it's so iconic. It's in everything. It's parodied everywhere. Yeah.
And it's just, it's in everything. And like the music, everything about it. But this past time watching it, I was like, wow, we really don't see, like, it's all simulated violence. It's not, you're not seeing like actual, like being like sliced in. You're just seeing, I'm slashing the knife at you. Oh, let me slashy slash at you while this music is sounding like I'm slashing you, actually. And then chocolate syrup, editing, right. Editing. How many cuts are in that 45-second scene?
Probably. I actually don't know. A lot. I do.
78.
Lot. 78. 78. Wow. Yeah, nice.
Cuts in a 45-second shot.
And editing was harder back then.
Yeah, that was all.
I think, you know, you can't just automatic. That's not Final Cut Pro.
It was all done by hand.
Right there. He gave those people a run. Everyone involved in that scene, I think.
Deserves a round of applause.
Yeah. Other than when her moleskin came off, you know, when she flashed the camera crew.
Yeah.
Inadvertently, they were all being put through hell with that one.
Oh, yeah. She didn't. So, Janet Leigh. I just learned this. She was only in like 1 to 2 shots of the actual shower scene. It was a new model.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I was like, I didn't know that. But yeah, the nude model was like, you wouldn't like know me, but I was in something like famous. But like, yeah, I'm technically,
right.
That's me.
I'm the body double in the shower scene.
I mean,
for the silhouettes.
Go off.
Yeah, I forgot about that. You'd think that. I guess it makes sense because I forgot why he did it because we don't see anything.
Yeah.
But I guess he still wanted to capture like the shadows or so, or like how it would look if you were fully nude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it worked. It looked like she was naked.
It did. I believed it.
Had me fooled.
Yeah. Norman sure convinced me when he was looking through that peephole. I was like, that she must have taken her clothes off.
And he's like,
who's that dedicated looking through a wall?
Good for you. You know what, Norman? Good for you. At that rate, you're going through that much effort.
It's okay.
It's a good for him movie. You know?
She knew what this was. Taking room number one. Next to the office.
That's happens when you do that.
Only one guy on the property. Nobody there. See, it was so hard for me. Like, I kept wanting to victim blame her on this shit because I watched it again.
Yeah.
Like, recently, like we were supposed to. And it was perfect timing because I try to watch Psycho on Mother's Day. When I can, you know, every year.
Perfect mom movie.
That or Carrie. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Mother's Day is my scariest time of year. Yeah, I have a bit of a Mrs. Bates in my family. But yeah, so when she's going to the motel and it's like, yeah, 12 vacancies. Nobody's here, just me.
Room 7, and, room 3.
And then she's only like an hour away from
but she just is where so she needs tired. To go. She's so tired on the road.
No, I know.
And the weather real bad.
The thing is, I've done that. So I can't fucking throw stones at this bitch. Yeah. I've stayed at a lodge where I was the only person staying. And I was in the Amazon. Rainforest.
Well, that makes
yeah. I was like, what am I gonna do? Yeah. So I did choose the jungle. I mean, I chose the men over the jungle that time because my guide was a man. Like the staff was like a dude, and I'm just like, there's literally no one else staying. They're like, nope, it's off season. And I only had a padlock for my door too, and mosquito nets for windows. And I just was like, well. It's too late now. Either they kill me or the snakes do outside. So, and I'm not outdoorsy, so I did it. I think, yeah, in my defense, I was already there. I wasn't taking a boat out of there.
Yeah.
But I still like looking back, I'm like, maybe that's, I want to check beforehand.
Yeah, maybe see if there's like another option. Maybe.
I lucked out. Yeah. It's like, or, you know, I try not to travel alone. That's why.
That too.
I always want to get killed with someone else.
That's so, or, you know, make sure that they're slower than you so you can put them in front and then run.
Yeah, that's what hard I do. I make for sure me. I'm pretty slow. Yeah.
Well, we should hang out more.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I also have a death wish. So, yeah, let's go. I'm ready.
There we go.
I'm ready to call it quits.
Let's freaking do
just
it.
Just no torture, please.
Just make it quick. Yeah.
Just a quick, you know, like a one, Jason two, kill.
Yeah, or,
a Michael,
you know,
Myers kill.
Do a that Terrifier Mice and crap. Men for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Show you the sunset.
Yes. Shoot me when I don't know any better.
There you go. That's what you do. Marion Crane is Janet Leigh's name in this movie. I'm so proud I remembered that.
That's great.
Just in general, had to say that.
I almost might have. I know you're right, but I might not have said it myself. For
that's
memory.
Okay. I needed to say it out loud because I was like, I know her name this time. Not to be like the bitch, the mean one, her.
That stupid bitch.
That stupid bitch. No, she
did her best.
She did her best. She's sleeping around with Sam. Who's about to be a divorced man.
Classic.
And she's like, I want to be married and, you know, do the housewife thing. And he's like, I'm getting divorced. And she works at a bank?
Yeah, what is that? Maybe but not a bank, like a realtor? Like realtor? Maybe a realtor's office?
And I didn't catch exactly what it was. It's also, okay, and I'm going to be so freaking for real about black and white movies.
Okay.
It is so much harder for me to focus.
Yeah, I could see that.
But I love this movie, but it's really hard for me to focus.
Was it hard for you to focus on this one? With the black and white?
Focus.
Is it like the boringness of it?
It's not even boring. Like I like black
the
and
way
white.
It looks.
Yeah. I'm like a baby. I need colors.
Right.
I need flashing. But I have some black and white movies that like I genuinely love. I just for some reason like the beginning of it just drags for me a little bit. But I'm like, as soon as we get to the motel, I'm like, we're good, we're fine. But then I rewatch again. I'm like, oh, this is it's almost like it starts as this heist movie.
Yeah,
Which is how Alfred Hitchcock wanted it to be. Like, oh, Marion Crane, she stole a bunch of money.
Like,
and
it's
like
her, yeah.
I'm gonna, you know, help with Sam, and, you know, then he's going to finally love me because of money.
Right.
And I can, you know, get him out of the divorce, and we can start our life together. And so she's stealing it, but she's like, it's like the drive of like, oh, they're going to know.
Right.
They're going to know. I'm like, well, maybe if you would just relax your eyes and not be like, oh, do you think they know that something's wrong? Do you think they know?
Maybe if you weren't acting like a paranoid bitch the whole time. With every person you met.
Yeah, she gets woke. Okay, to be fair, if I'm sleeping in my car and someone taps my window, I'm of course going, oh, I'm sorry, I'll get out. Sorry.
Yeah.
Ma'am, you're acting suspicious. Am I? Because you just tapped on my fucking window and woke me out of a deep slumber.
I know. It was kind of hard where I'm just like, yeah, she's, I was trying to think, like, if I was that cop, would I really feel like, oh, this chick is suspicious? Or would I be understanding that it's like, I'm a man and a police officer. Of course she doesn't want to talk to me, you know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, the 1960s.
Yeah. It's like.
So I don't think they're as socially aware.
They didn't have that, but maybe that's why he's like, what is this woman doing alone?
Why, at the side of the road.
She but must also, be a problem.
But also, if you just say, hey, I was felt like I was going to fall asleep at the wheel, so I, you know, pulled off. That is a valid excuse.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you rather me, I don't know, crash into a bunch of cars? No. Okay, well, I'm helping you with your job. You should say thank you. Otherwise, that's going to be a lot of fucking paperwork.
That's true. I do think he overreacted.
Oh, yeah.
But once you got to the car lot, I guess maybe I'm kind of like, maybe you should have slowed it down a minute. Like, where are you trying to rush to? You know, yeah. Like, it's going to make you look worse. He's staring at you across the street.
And then she bribes the car salesman.
Or like, yeah.
And is like, here, you know what? I was here just for a simple plate change. But let me just give you a... Let me just buy a new car real quick. Let me just switch cars. Why not? Why? You know what? I got the money in cash. Here, I'll pay you in cash in full. There you go. What? That's not suspicious at all. Ma'am, I'm sorry. You have... So in the 1960s... You happen to have that cash,
yeah.
It was like $700-ish. How much would that equate to now?
Well the inflation? The $40,000 that she stole, I looked it up, is about $446,000.
Okay.
Dollars. So I don't know what the 700 inflation is, but it's like, that's a lot more.
Yeah.
In present day money. So.
Also, 40,000 back then.
Still a lot.
It's a lot, but it doesn't sound like that much.
It doesn't sound like it now, but even like if you had $40,000 in your hand, that's still kind of a lot right now. I don't think I would steal it because that's not even going to buy me like a luxury car.
That's true. I don't need a luxury car. Yeah. I just want, you know,
rent. Like, not even that. Yeah. See, food,
gas.
You couldn't get a house with how expensive gas is. I get it now. Trying to steal 40 grand. But
should we? No.
Yes.
Maybe.
Hey, if you know where I can get some Texans trying to buy his daughter a house? Yeah, it was a house. For his 18-year-old daughter, by the way. Did you catch that?
No.
He showed a picture. He's like, she's 18, never had an unhappy day in her life. I was like, that bitch is getting married at 18.
Also, she's about to have the most unhappy day of her life when she gets married at 18.
I know. It was gross.
It might be a great time. I don't know.
And this lady can't even get married with someone who'd be their second time.
Yeah. And Marion she's hot.
She is, yeah.
She's a sexy lady. You're telling me Sam's like, well, I don't know.
She wasn't 18 though. That's what it was, I think, back then.
She's too old. What is she, 22?
She might have been ancient. 26, which is
ancient
spinster.
No, and you know what it still is? I'm 28, and the amount of people...
And you're like, you know what? It's still bad. I'm 28, trust me.
People literally are still... They're like, oh, my God, you're so... Like, oh, my God, like, there's a huge age gap. I'm like, how old are you? They're like, I'm 24. I'm like, we're the same age.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Especially...
We're the same... Or they'll be like, you look really good for your age. I'm like,
Because I'm in my 20s.
I'm like, you don't say that to somebody under the age of... I would say 60.
Yeah.
That's a crazy thing to say.
It's a good practice, yeah, to not say that ever. But if you're going to, make sure that they're over 60.
Yeah, make sure they legally can't drive anymore.
You look good for your age at 28.
We went to high school together. Shut up.
Oh, I passed you in the hallway.
Like, we could have gone to...
Don't make me bully you back into the lockers.
I will... Give you a swirly? People did that? I don't know. I never got bullied that way. I never got bullied that way.
It was just good old fashioned verbal abuse for us at Catholic school.
Oof.
But yeah, 20, that's absurd. So people are
in
a different world.
Yeah, they're I love it.
24.
Here. 24. You're too old. Too damn old. Too damn old.
Okay, did you catch how the coworker was, like, supposed to be the ugly one?
No.
Like, the other one? Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to back that up. Because, so, the lady who's in the scene, in the opening, in the office, she's Alfred Hitchcock's daughter.
Okay.
That actor. And
you're saying she's ugly.
I think that's what they're trying to set her up as, because she had, because it's like, come on, she was considered, like, obese back then. And her line when that, like, old Texan dude comes in and she comments after, she goes to, like, feel the money and she's like, he was flirting with you. He must have seen my wedding ring. And it's like, bitch, we know he didn't care if you had a wedding ring or not.
He did not care about
you.
He's
going for Janet Leigh while he's sending his 18-year-old daughter off to do the same with some other old dude. I just love those little nods to, because, like, back in the day, for those that don't know, if you were over 100 pounds, that's how they treated you back then. And and I was like, really? He let her say that line, that motherfucker. We'll get into how terrible he is soon. Love his movies. Hitchcock.
Yeah, not great.
But yeah.
But I do like how he cameoed in all of his movies.
Yes, that's nice. It's a tall order.
Flex to be like,
get his fat ass in frame.
That's, yeah.
You know, he just tried to, it's like, let's just barely see me. Okay, Hitch.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
Yeah.
Right?
Like you're like, oh, we just seen through the window. That window was huge.
You want a shoulder? Yeah, it's got to be like a big bay window.
Like, Jesus Christ.
To get him in the background. It's okay to fat shame him because he harassed women.
Was so fat. How fat was he?
Yeah. I kind of have his profile. Sometimes. Yeah, I've got that director double chin, I'd like to think. You know, it's just, I'm not a master of suspense, but I just can't afford the jaw surgery.
The director double chin.
A double chin fitting of a director.
Wow.
That tortured people. Yes, that's the British.
It's the British.
It's the British double chin.
Yeah, it's the British, love.
Yeah.
I ain't it. You look great.
Yeah, it is the trashier version.
No,
he was
a little
classier, but.
You do it better, okay?
I will.
Do it better.
Oh, the profile, it's true.
You
yeah,
because
I have all my hair.
You look better.
I have something.
You look better than Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, thank God. Thank you. Every day I can say that. I can wake up tomorrow. You know, because I get it. People are telling you you look good at 28. I'm 39, okay? I grew up in the 90s where, like I told you, it's like Marion Crane was considered fat back then. Like, I'm 50 pounds heavier than I was when I was still getting called fat. So it's just like these were the ways you cope by saying you look better than Hitchcock. Right. And it worked sometimes. Some people were like, man, you're right. Let's go out. And I was like
no. You know what? Yeah, this is the bar.
It's like it could be worse.
You could look like Hitchcock.
He gets bitches.
I mean, yeah.
He had power. He did the casting couch thing. But
so much power. So much so that he actually changed movies. I don't know if you knew this. I learned about this and I was like, whoa. He changed how we view movies. So I didn't know this around that time, like if you went to a theater, the movies would be played in a loop, like an endless loop. So you would sometimes if you would just come in whenever the movie started or like whenever it was going on, sit down and then you would just sit till the part where you missed and then you could get up and leave whenever you wanted.
Oh,
it wasn't like, oh, it's just,
wow,
it starts
nice.
This time, it ends at this time. But he was like, for Psycho, I want to change that.
Right. Yeah.
Because people are going to spoil it. So it was like, nope, you have to be in it this time. And if you miss that, you will wait till the movie is over. And otherwise, you will not be seated late. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Like, that's a lot of power in, like, all of theaters to do that.
He made a big deal about it, yeah.
Yeah. And then the people actually followed that rule. There had to be one theater that was like, what is she going to do? Find me in buttfuck nowhere, Iowa?
Yeah.
What is she going to do? Is she going to come here? And he does. And they're like, wait, what the fuck?
They're like, what?
I knew you would.
I feel like people had to have been more trusting back then, because one of the things that I was noticing more this time around, because I've seen this movie probably a million times. Mm-hmm. It's one of the first horror movies I probably got to see, because they're like, okay, if you want to watch it, you're going to watch the old stuff, right? Yeah. So in the scene where Sam and Vera Miles' character, I forget her name, Marion's sister, mm-hmm. are checking into the Bates Motel, he makes a comment to him, "That's strange. I've never been anywhere that if you have no baggage, you don't have to pay up front, right? Like, if you don't have bags, that means you have to pay up front." And I was like, so they used to let people stay at hotels without making them pay first.
Wow.
Right?
That's
like,
crazy.
Like, what time in this world did we trust people? Like, I can't even imagine letting someone, yeah. like a bunch of people, yeah, just check in, just go here behind closed doors at my hotel. And
yeah,
I
trust you.
And I totally think you're going to pay me tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what is baggage going to do to stop? Like, oh, luggage was way heavier back then. So if you were going to run out on the check.
Yeah. It wasn't like you could wheel the bag.
Yeah.
You get to pick it up.
They're like, we're going to catch them still because they've got like 100-pound luggage.
They're pretty slow. They're not, you know.
But no bags. I don't trust that, motherfucker. I don't care how good looking these people are. You pay your $10 up front, son. And it's like 10 bucks. I feel like a room and board should never be under $20. I don't care what time of year. It just sounds so cheap, right?
Like, yeah, and also, I mean, it is in the middle of fucking nowhere. And I don't know if you've...
Yeah, how nowhere was that? Is Fairvale a real place? Is it supposed to be, like, kind of close to San Francisco?
I don't know.
He loved San Francisco, by the way.
Are you from out here?
I'm from Los Angeles County, yes, the valley, yeah.
Okay, so when I drive to buttfuck nowhere, Wisconsin, where my mom is from,
mm-hmm.
I will drive through, like, small towns, and there will just be, like, on the side of the road, just, like, the most psycho-looking
motels.
Yeah. And I'm like, there's nobody staying there, but it's open.
Yeah.
It's clearly open. And I'm like, who would stay there?
It's a bad idea, right?
It's in the middle of nowhere, but also it's like... I guess, again, if you need to stop and it's like you got to do what you got to do. Are you taking a nap in your car or you crash? Those are your options.
Yeah, because, yeah, sleeping in your car is pretty dangerous today, I would say.
I do it all. Do you sleep in your car?
On my break.
I do.
At work.
Do I pass out so hard?
Like when? Like I can't make it all the way home and I'll crash or nap?
No,
or?
I have a playlist. It's called, so you're POV, you're driving uh-huh. home super late. You don't want to crash at the wheel because you're really tired. So you play this playlist. That's what it's
okay.
called.
Okay, nice.
And it's just songs to sing along to. That
to
are like,
keep you awake. Yeah.
Yeah. But I on breaks when I was at Planet Fitness, when I worked there.
Oh, okay.
They would watch me from... like the reception desk
mm-hmm.
and they would watch me and get in my car and then have the seat go back and just me just pass out and then they'd watch it go up and me go just big and then come back and they're like, how was your nap? I'm like stop watching me.
Get a good rest. Yeah, I mean,
I passed the fuck
watching
out.
Watching people sleep? Come on, that's not part of the job, is it?
Planet Fitness,
yeah, creepy.
Not much
security
going on.
Security guard, yeah.
Not much going on.
I get that. Like, I'm guessing maybe did you work kind of night hours?
No,
it's so,
it was morning.
Oh, really?
It
okay.
was like, I had to be in at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
to 5 p.m.
I would sleep in my car more if it wasn't so hot a lot of the time.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I run hot, so it's
you,
just
you
like.
You need to have like the air on or something.
But on a road trip, I don't think. I've never done that. Like, I'm just going to pull over. I mean, if you have to, you have to.
I did
right?
in Vegas.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, well, pulled off at
that's
a...
That's different. No.
Sketchy.
Oh, not a sketchy.
No, it's
pull off.
Sketchy. Because I needed to get gas, but I was also like, I should shut my eyes for like 5 minutes. Because it was like the halfway point.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oof. But I probably shouldn't have napped because it was kind of creepy. But I was like,
when you're tired, you're tired.
I was like, the doors are locked. What are they going to do? Break it. They're going to break it. I'm going to hear the glass and then I'm going to go. I have my keys are in the ignition. The keys are in the ignition and they're fresh off the kitchen. Anyways.
Oh, I don't know that one. Is that a newer song? Am I out of touch?
Ignition?
No, I haven't heard it. Yeah. Maybe I have.
The R. Kelly? It's
the remix of Ignition. Oh, yeah. Okay. I haven't heard it so long. Yeah. I tried to forget that's R. Okay. Kelly. Well, okay.
Everyone gets.
Don't hold that against me.
You only get. You get one song of a canceled artist.
I signed that affidavit. So, no, I'm just kidding. So I don't remember the song.
Legally, yeah, allegedly, allegedly.
No, I'm joking. I'm allegedly, joking. Okay. speaking of sleeping on the side of the road,
I do love when Norman is like, "Oh, would you like to join me for dinner?" And then they have like
sandwiches,
sandwiches and milk,
like little kid sandwiches,
and milk. Now, yeah, no,
they did stuff like that.
You did. Okay.
No, they did. They did. Back then.
I know. Yeah. I am a big avid milk drinker, and people make fun of me, and I don't give a shit.
I did too. Yeah.
You know what? Does the body good? It's fine.
They
whatever.
Can't blame me for that. You're from Wisconsin.
Legally, if I don't drink milk,
that's prejudice. If you tell a Wisconsin person they can't drink milk.
That's like a hate crime.
That's like a slur for them.
That's really bad.
You know? And, you know, the government pushed dairy on us in my day, so yeah. I'm not going to get made fun of. Yeah, I've had people tell me that. I can't believe you can drink a glass of milk. And I'm like, you put strange dicks in your mouth. What do you want from me? What do you
tomato,
want?
Tomato, leave right? me alone. I don't.
Let's talk about that.
Don't judge me. It's
Jennifer.
Jennifer, fuck off. Fuck off.
Sleep with the calories. I'm like, ugh.
Your dick has more calories. Sure.
Yeah, semen does.
You're getting skinnier with milk. So.
Right.
but with him.
Milk and sandwiches.
Getting the milk and sandwiches. And it's just the way that they talk to each other. Like, you know, initially it's just him. Which, by the way, he's not eating. She's just eating. And he's just like, yeah, let's ask you things. And then you'll ask me things. And then all of a sudden, oh, you should, like, you know. You move out, your mom.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, mother is great. She's awesome. We all go a little mad sometimes.
You love how creepy that conversation turns?
So quick. And have you ever dated a mama's boy?
Oh, thank God, no.
Same.
But I, and again, my mom is my villain in my story. So I don't think I could do it. Like, I couldn't be with a man that's super close to his mother, even if it's healthy. I'm sorry. I'm too unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to prioritize someone else's mom. She has to be really fucking awesome. Like, and swears and stuff. Like, if she doesn't swear, I'm not going to deal with no Norman Bates shit. I might, because of the way he looks, I am still shallow, okay? Don't worry about that. Yeah. But eventually it's going to be a problem. But no, I haven't. But I have, you know, how I knew I was healing, because this is the first time I've seen this movie where Norman started to give me the ick.
Okay.
Because when I first saw it, I was so into him, like...
You're like
Tony Perkins is so hot. I was like, what's going on with me? Because I couldn't admit that stuff to myself.
And he was like, you're like, oh my God, he's crafty.
Right.
He's good with his hands. He's creative.
That's things I wish I thought about. I was just shallow. I was just like, I didn't know twinks were hot yet. That's how I found out. Mm-hmm. And that was like a 1960s twink back then. And he had hot boyfriends. He couldn't talk about it, of course. Mm-hmm. I know. I'm not trying to piss off his son. I know he had a secret life. It's unfortunate he couldn't share that side of himself, but he liked dudes. I don't know if he liked women, too. He might have. Yeah. We may never know officially, right? Yeah. Because you couldn't be open about that stuff back then. And I know that Hitchcock cast him. I remember hearing that. He specifically wanted that kind of, I'm just going to say, effeminate. I don't believe that, but mm-hmm. that's how they described him. He wanted that kind of a character, right? Like, he's close to his mother, shy, effeminate guy. But it's like, yeah, I feel like we kind of like those things when we're younger. I feel like girls must, right? Because they like boy bands, or they get into like the K-pop stuff, and those guys have effeminate qualities.
Yeah.
But it's like relatable and charming, too. Like, and so I think that was what it was, that it's just like he's shy. He's got a nice smile and he's cute. And we both have crazy moms he's and everyone thinks we're gay. Up in. He dresses up.
Okay. He's like every 27-year-old has a dress up in under their bed, and you know, you got your dress up clothes. You know, you got your.
He put some effort in.
You got your mom wig and your mom muumuu. And
I know that's a lot. That's a lot of effort.
And it's also the thing of him doing the voice as well.
Yeah, because, that's scary.
So after he's like, Marianne, would you want to hang out more? And she's like, I'm gonna go shower. And then, I think it's before that.
No, you got scary before she showered.
Before checking, or no, after checking in.
Okay.
Marion's in the room. She hears Norman and his mom having
like,
There's a whore in here. Mind you, it's pouring rain.
Yeah.
You can hear them perfectly through closed windows. How loud are they shouting?
Pretty loud.
Pretty loud. That house is at least 100 yards away.
They had like a speaker in her room.
She's like got a megaphone.
It's like a PA system.
She's like,
don't bring that whore in here.
Norman, there's a whore in the house. Whores in this house.
That would just turn me on more. No, I'm just kidding.
You're like, me? Thanks.
No, I mean, yeah, for me, it'd be a compliment, but yeah.
High praise.
No, after hearing that, it's like, you know what? I don't think I feel very good for sandwiches and milk anymore. Because I learned my lesson trying to tell people to get away from their crazy moms. Like, they do not like it.
And she's like,
yeah.
I think I might, you know, I'm going to go back and give this money back to, you know, her boss and try to undo this wrong.
It takes seeing someone that much batshit crazier than you.
And that many birds where you're like.
To realize, you know, I made the wrong choice here.
And that's huge for her.
Is this what I want in my future? Yeah. Like stealing 40 grand and turning into this guy? Like, no.
And she's like, I'm going to shower the guilt away. The greatest shower she's ever taken. Ugh. And then she flushes the toilet, which is the. First toilet to be flushed
right
in cinema history,
because we didn't like to think about
poo-poo
shitting back then. I still don't. I think we should take it away again. No toilets in movies anymore.
No pooping ever.
Yeah.
Hey, I haven't pooped in weeks.
I don't want to see it.
Solidarity.
That's insensitive to regular folks.
Exactly.
I don't want that reminder.
I am in solidarity with Elvis Presley.
Yeah, see?
So.
He died on the toilet.
Because he was constipated.
Trigger warning, don't show me that.
Because he was constipated. That's why he had a heart attack.
Yeah, with those milk and sandwiches. You know, they don't tell you the dark side of eating like that regularly. Okay, take it from me. Because I haven't pooped in weeks. Those banana peanut butter jelly sandwiches. Then the heart attack comes, and you think you finally can go, and you just don't, and you go. Like, you go. But yeah, sorry to bring it back to shit. But
I mean, that's what we do. That's what. That's the I'm Katie Afridi. It's a shit show.
She likes. Does she flush down the paper like she's doing math?
Okay.
Can't have any evidence of this.
She's like,
this addition, subtraction.
Yeah, just, math is fully wrong.
What if that was what it was really about? She didn't have a change of heart. She's just like, fuck. That's still a lot of money left over. Stealing it still.
She's like, what if I only give back 30K?
What? I swear it was only 30.
It was only 30.
You saw how drunk that guy was.
That guy was hammered.
That would have been a better plan if she was just like pocketed 700. And it's like, I don't know. He was flirting with me. This chick was offering me tranquilizers.
Did you hear that part? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Also, not that you can. I don't know. When I'm in the shower, I guess now because of the shower scene, I'm more aware of whenever I'm in the shower.
Yes.
Probably before that. Do you think it was like the thing?
Always face the door.
With Jaws, where people were like terrified to get into pools. People were like,
It's like, you know, I think it's why we lock the door now.
Yeah.
When we shower.
That's
like.
Yeah.
Obviously, he just swung that door right out. She didn't lock it.
Yeah.
If I'm it's just me and one other guy on this hotel, you know, and he has keys to all the rooms. Even in 1960, I'm locking that door.
I'm putting a chair. You know what I mean?
Because does he have a bathroom key door? He might.
Oh, he probably has a door. He's got the master little key. Door. He's got the key to everything.
And yeah, the shower thing. I didn't get scared of that, I think. But the music is very, like, I still will lower the volume on those scenes because it's so nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
It's just so, like, I think that was the scariest part for me. It's like the jarringness of the music crescendo when he's stabbing people. And it's just like, fuck, man. Yeah. Like, you can't be at peace watching the movie, which is what was great about it. I'm like how he used that and they decided to use all strings.
And also something I did not realize in this movie is that only two people die.
Yeah.
You have Marion and then the guy on the stairs.
Yes. Arbogast. Yeah. The PI. Even,
yeah. But I like that it's just him going,
I know that slow, like how he's really struggling, falling back.
That is how in dreams I have fallen down the stairs. And that's how I feel when I fall in a dream. Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes in slow motion for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like I almost feel like I'm flying over the stairs, but I'm falling.
Okay. Crazy. Yeah. Nice.
That's creepy.
No, when I fall, it's always that. I forgot what they call them. Hypnic shocks, or so. You know when you feel like you fall in your dream, and it feels like you really did. Mm-hmm. So you'll like scare yourself away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only have that kind of falling sensation. I don't. The only time I felt like I was falling down a portal was when I, had a panic attack after doing shrooms, the one and only time. Okay. Yeah.
Probably the last time, yeah.
Yes, yeah, I didn't do it ever since then because I had a bad experience. But yeah, it looked like one of those old 90s screensavers that look like the spinning, like the portal that just keeps coming up. I was like, like Alice in Wonderland falling down.
It's so fun. And then you're like, not fun, just not fun.
And then I came to it. And I felt at peace for like 5 minutes. And then it was all downhill from there.
You know, someone was like, you should try shrooms. And I'm like,
Do microdosing stuff now.
I feel like that might be better if I did that.
Yeah. We were just taking whatever our shady coworker gave us.
Yeah.
And put it on a pizza. Like, I think that's not how I would recommend trying it for the first time.
That sounds like a lot.
It was. See, Norman probably didn't do shrooms.
He didn't. He just did milk. He could have put.
He was seeing things on his own. He was seeing things. Dairy.
He was hopped up on that dairy shit, yo. I mean, yeah, he could have been a really good ventriloquist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Because he could throw his voice.
He didn't see potential.
He could be a
in himself
voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good. Like, he's really good. Really good. Oh, my God. He has all these characters. He could start a sketch team.
Yes. He would have been great at it. There's always the tall, skinny guy.
Maybe people would actually come to the hotel
if he put on sketch comedy.
Yeah. I also like how he's like, I killed this woman. Now what? Throw her body in the trunk. Where do I get rid of the car? To the lake. Not even a lake. Pond. Pond. You
right. How is there a swamp over there? I didn't even know we had like swamps.
Where's the swamp come from?
Like that here.
And then just, you think that's going to, it's not gone forever. It's still there.
He didn't know about, I guess, like, I didn't look that up either, but I remember every time I'd watch it, my parents would be like, you know, we have the technology now where none of that would have covered his ass, right? Because how he wipes down the bathroom and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they can find all of that now. Right. They can find all the DNA testing now. Like, that mop's not going to save you, Norman.
Yeah.
Like, they'll have forensics will be on you
so fast,
in
like
48 hours.
Yeah.
Right. Like, but back then, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't as good. It wasn't that good back then, right?
Maybe. OJ. After OJ, everything got better.
Yeah. They're like, now we need to improve it.
Yeah, they're like, whoo,
it's been he got away with it, so maybe we should try to
do a better job. I also do like, after, you know, the reveal of, okay, Norman is his mom, and his mom is dead as a skeleton in the corner, you know, as a decoration, taxidermied, if you will.
I can't believe I forgot that detail, too.
Which is how my mom wants. My mom always jokes. She's
wants
like,
to be preserved.
Just stuff me and but like in like a hug position, so you can always go get a hug from, you know, my mom.
Okay, is that legal? I don't even know. Are we allowed to do it?
It's I don't think so. It's not. I don't think it's the law. You know what? You know what? They never quite look right. So
it's okay to stuff your dog, huh? But not your beloved mother.
As soon as if I want to make sure my mom lives forever,
you know.
And it's just a little weird.
On a mother's embrace.
And all
for
of a sudden,
eternity.
I'm Ed Gein. Fuck. It checks out. I get it from Wisconsin. I get it. But I do like in the end when they're like explaining what happened. It's like, we know what happened, but here, give us more.
Yeah.
Exposition and just tell us more.
They didn't
of
have
what's
good
happening.
Psychology back then.
They're like, here's what was going on. Or like, okay, cool. Then Norman's in the other room. Just, you know, and Mother is talking. Mother. Yes. And Mother is saying, oh, act normal, Norman. Oh, Norman. You silly boy. They'll never find out.
I do.
Look at this fly that's landing on my hand. Don't move. Don't hurt the fly. You would never hurt a fly, would you? And then he looks in the camera. He does the famous stare.
Scary face.
And there's a brief flash of the skull on his face, and then it
great
fades
touch.
To the car being taken out of the swamp.
Yeah.
And that's the freaking movie.
Do you think that money was still okay, or did it get fucked up by the swamp sludge? Like, how good were trunks back then? Because he just threw the newspaper into the trunk.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't know what it was. And I'd be all like, I want that money back, you know. Like, the girl's dead. What are we going to do about it? But it's like, is the $40,000 okay? Like, you know.
Well, it's not $40,000 anymore, but.
Oh, right. Is
what
the
if,
30,
I wonder
300?
If Norman, if he took that money, he could have really spruced up the place.
Right.
He could have got his mom a new muumuu.
Do you think if he saw the money, he would have been cured? Like, instantly.
He's like, oh, shit.
No more mental. It's like, fuck this old lady shit.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Hookers and blow, baby. That's all I needed this whole
time.
That
should have been Psycho, too. But you know what? What
I think it kind of was.
What about Psycho? Like, you know how there's, like, the Lion King 1.5?
Yeah.
What if it's that, but Psycho 1.5?
We need.
But it's when he takes the money and spends it.
I want to see it. We need a retcon, right? A retcon Psycho. It'll be Otherworld Psycho sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what if Norman found the money and he becomes a major confident douchebag? Because
wow.
That's what happens in real life, right? Like, because doesn't he remind you, I don't know, you tell me, this is why I was getting the ick of like those toxic nice guys.
Uh-huh.
Did he give you that kind of a vibe? Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, they're really nice and polite and they don't mean any harm.
Those are always the school shooters.
And then, yeah. And then it's, they feel like, why doesn't anyone love me? I'm so polite. And then you say something like about their mom and they fucking flip on you. Or you correct them on something sexist they said.
Dude, there's.
And then it's just like, what?
Yeah.
People always mean well or whatever, you know?
There,
I was like, oh, he was reminding me of some people I've met.
There's one dude in, like, the horror world. I'm not going to name names.
Okay.
But people who know me. Yeah, we'll tell later.
I'll find out.
And
okay.
He is so polite. He's very nice.
Red
but
flag.
When I first met him, I was like, you give me serial killer energy. I feel like you have a woman trapped in the basement and she's calling you a fucking like mama's pussy ass boy or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't you be like, you be polite. You be polite. I was so nice to you. Wow. You can't be like,
see,
and it feels like that. Like he, and
it
I'm
was
sure
like
he,
that.
And I'm sure he does. And I'm sure he's actually a very nice person. And that's great. I just can't be around him. And you know what?
So that was a genuine reaction you got.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also just in general, people who are very kind, like all the time freaked me out.
Yeah.
Like when I was in Switzerland,
Okay.
Everyone was so kind and polite. And I was like, do you have emotions other than being happy? Because this is scary and it feels fake. Kind of like Pluribus. Have you seen Pluribus?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
It's a show?
Yeah, it's on Apple TV.
Okay, I need to check it out.
It's like aliens take over, but they're happy aliens.
Right, right.
And it's so creepy. I think look, I'm happy.
So that
but
was like V.
You need some emotion. And that's what makes us human. Happy all the time is scary. I hate it. One time I told someone my grandma died and they were a super happy person. They went, oh no. And I was like, why are you smiling? She's ooh, like, I'm so sorry. And
that's
I'm like,
trauma.
Are
yeah,
you? Okay. Okay.
She's like, sick. No.
Sick. So we're wrapping up.
Okay.
Out of 10.
I got everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we covered everything. We fucking covered, I mean, not everything, but we covered as much as we could.
Don't trust nice guys. Yeah. Mama's boys. Mama's boys. Don't stay at hotels by yourself. Unless you're packing heat.
Exactly. So out of 10, what do you think?
Oh, I give this a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
One
boom
of my favorite.
Great.
My favorite Hitchcock movie. I know it's stereotypical.
It's a good one. If it's good, it's good. It doesn't matter.
One. Great one.
Great one. Fucking good. I don't give 10s often.
Okay, yeah.
But for me, this was an 8.5.
Okay.
Which is still good.
What's missing for you, if you'd say anything? What's keeping it from a 10?
I just struggle with black and white movies.
It's the black and white. And it doesn't...
Which also, it didn't need to be black and white. Did you know that? It didn't need to be black and white. It could have been in color. It could have been in color.
I feel... Do you really feel it would have had the same impact if it was in color?
No.
Okay. That's why I think it did work that way, but I totally get you, especially when you're starting off your movie in Arizona.
I think that's why.
It's like you feel the tumbleweed.
Yeah.
So I get you on that.
But it's still an amazing movie.
1.5 just because black and white's hard.
Exactly.
So
but
Arizona's
also,
harder.
Anything over 5, I do anything over 5 is good in my book, and I will watch it again. I have it on freaking VHS. It's great. And,
oh, beautiful.
Yeah, right.
Did you watch it on VHS or no?
No, I don't have a...
You did the HD. Okay.
I don't have a VCR.
This VCR doesn't work.
It actually
which is more authentic.
Yeah, it's real.
Like, if you still have a working VCR, like, you're late to the game.
Yeah.
But can I... I do have a scary Hitchcock story.
Okay. You want to say it right now?
He's creepy. Yeah, I will tell you if you want. So my friend told me he had a friend that used to work at the Universal lot on the studio because Hitchcock had his own like bungalow there and everything, right? So he would do like the electrician stuff and he'd fix the phone lines, and this was back in the 60s where that stuff was probably even more complicated, right? Or so he had to go in and fix the phones late at night or later in the evening one time, and he went into I think one of the offices Hitchcock would be in, and he walked in on him getting a blowjob from a young actress at the time, who I will not name because I don't need any problems from this person's family or anything. But I'll tell you after. Yeah. I was sworn to secrecy about that. But, and he overheard him say, and I can't do a good Hitchcock voice, but he's like, don't forget the balls. And I've been traumatized after that story ever since. How dare you tell a young, beautiful woman that shouldn't even be near you, don't forget the balls. Oh, I'm forgetting the balls, Alfred. Like, what the fuck? He's so nasty.
That's
a real story. And when I show you who she is, it's going to hurt more because you'll see how hot she was, and that wasn't okay.
That's so gross.
And she didn't get enough parts from that.
That's...
Don't forget the balls, everyone.
Fuck.
Don't.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. No.
Good God.
It's like that had to be a lot of work to remember the balls with him.
At that rate, yeah.
I think. Like,
you're
if
like
he's,
I'm just trying to get through
if
this.
If he's sitting down, like, you got to be kind of strong to move that stomach out of the way.
Jesus Christ.
And go down on old hitch.
Yeah. Okay, he's probably like leaning. No, yeah, I don't want to think about that. I'm going to throw up.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I think I'm that was sorry. The.
I thought we needed a jump scare.
We did. And
for
the
show. So thanks for bearing me with me on that. I always have to share my trauma.
Thank you. And I'm glad you did. It made me.
I'm sorry if it offended you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It made me afraidy. Were you afraidy or not afraidy of Psycho?
I was when I first saw it. Yeah. I think it's with me. I can get through things in the moment, but I always know if I have a hard time sleeping after that something stays with me, you know? And I think especially in the earlier days, it did.
Yeah.
It did just because there's a lot of very creepy things about it. And
and it seems Amber so avoidable. She smelled for a while. She smelled for a hot second.
That's right.
So.
Right.
For 20 years.
She's like, sure.
For 20 years. Yeah.
It was Psycho.
It was
that
Psycho.
Made me not shower.
That's like, it. Yeah, totally.
She's just a hippie. Anyways. Come on.
So this is the part of the show where you plug yourself to the camera, where they can find you and all that jazz.
Well, you can find me in an alley somewhere. Ooh. No, I don't do that anymore. You won't find me on the side of the road sleeping in my car. But you can find me on Instagram. My handle is Kayla is Bitter. What you see is what you get. Very direct.
Yeah.
And I do comedy sometimes. So I have a show coming up next week, Thursday, at 9:30 at the Hollywood Improv Lab. If you care to see some entertainment.
Ooh.
We're there monthly. It's called LA versus Transplants. I get LA native comics and out of state comics to go up, have some fun rivalry. We do some trivia at the end.
Yeah.
Check it out. If anything, just come and see a possible old high school classmate. Tell them they look good for 28.
That's huge.
Tell me I look good for 50. Come on down. You know, feel better about yourself. Like, at least I'm not up there looking like that.
Alfred Hitchcock. At least you don't.
Yeah.
At least I don't
look like Alfred Hitchcock.
And that's huge. Well, thank you for being on, Kayla.
This has been great.
It's been a long time coming, so I'm glad it
fucking
worked out and we did it. And you guys did it. We did it.
Great movie.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz at Katie Frady on all social media platforms. We have a Patreon, so check that out if you want extended cuts. And you also get free stickers, so that's kind of cool, right? Free stickers. Free things are fun. And on that note, we like to give... the final thing we do here is we like to give shitty or good advice regarding the movie. And we kind of started off with that, honestly, but I would like to just reiterate at the end, and we usually don't think about it till this moment right here with the camera. And I guess, if you... if a man keeps talking about how he's really into taxidermy... Maybe get out of there. If a man is obsessed with his mom, maybe get out of there. If a man, period, maybe get out of there. Kayla, anything for you?
I think that you pretty much covered it. If you're going to steal the money, be hot. Because they weren't even trying to press charges, okay? Talk about pretty privileged. They're like, we just want her to give it back. If I stole that money, the cops would have been there day one. That's the only thing that would have saved me, you know? They must have seen my wedding ring, you know? That's what it is.
That's why they didn't come for me.
Yeah. Steal money, be hot. Avoid potentially closeted nice men because they're not healed. Mm. And don't live in Arizona if you don't have to. And I don't think alimony works the way they portrayed it in this movie anymore because he's like, oh, I can't get married. I still have to pay my wife alimony. Look that up because I think if you get married again, you don't have to pay anymore. So if he got married again, he wouldn't have to pay alimony anymore. So I don't know when that rule changed.
But you should look into it.
Look into marriage law. That's really the biggest advice I can fucking give you.
Forget anything we said. Just go.
Because two people died because a motherfucker couldn't get remarried. Choose wisely.
And on that note, guys, we will see you next time. Stay afraidy.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
And none of us can ever get out.
Is anyone at home?
Oh, that must be my mother.